Welcome to 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, preacher at Bering. We would love to see you in person if you are in Houston, especially during Holy Week this week as we worship at 7:30 p.m. on Friday night, and then for breakfast and worship Easter Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. You can always go to beringfamily.org for directions and more information on our church. Follow us on Twitter at Bering Drive and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/beringfamily.org. This is episode 2.13, Holy Week. As early as the time of Constantine in the 4th century, when Christianity was legalized, Christians have spent the week leading up to Easter as a special time of prayer and fasting. Some of us, however, were introduced to Christianity through traditions that looked down upon such special times. And while I understand that impulse to simplify, in many ways we also miss out on the rhythms of the Christian seasons that over time can make wonderful memories, especially together as a church family. For example, many of the most conservative Christian traditions celebrate Christmas, maybe not during worship on Sunday mornings, but in practice with gifts, decorations, and special meals. And you can't walk 2 steps in December without hearing something about the birth of Jesus. However, around Easter time, the focus is far less obvious. And unless you already have Christian eyes and ears, it is possible to go through the Easter season without actually knowing which day is Easter. But I would like to suggest that we rethink taking the Easter season more seriously. If Christmas is all about welcoming the living Jesus into the world, why would we not want to give special focus to welcoming the most important event of our salvation, that is, the death of Jesus on the cross? Now, many of us may not be fans of all the pomp and glamour of hardcore fasting and worship processionals through the streets, but it might actually create a special season in the life of a church for everyone to remember together that while we are called every day to take up our crosses and follow Jesus, there is a time to say it out loud publicly, holding nothing back. Not just the hallelujahs and the Christ is risen proclamations of Easter Sunday, but just as important, the Good Friday preaching that echoes the biblical story from places like Galatians 2. Places that say, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus died on the cross to model for us how to die to ourselves. For when we join Jesus in his death, we continue the lifelong process many of us claim as our own, to be made into a new creation. This is about more than picturing the morbid blood and gore of Jesus movies. This is about saying, in the name of Jesus, I set aside what the world seduces me into believing gives me life, and instead exchange it for the giver of real, abundant life. And while we remember such things every Sunday during communion, during our Sunday worship services, the act of placing special focus on the cross each spring will become so common in the life of a church that to not give it special attention would seem out of place. And if you're still listening to this podcast, especially during this week leading up to Easter, or perhaps the week after, then may this time of reflection on the sacrifice of Jesus build you up as we all look forward to that day when we are all made new. Thanks be to God that we are being renewed day by day, that we are being saved in the name of Jesus. Amen. We hope to see you Friday night at 7:30, Easter Sunday morning at 9, and of course, each Sunday morning as we worship together as the family of God.